Blog Talk Radio.
This is the 21st century, and we need to redefine revolution. This planet needs a people's revolution, a humanist revolution. Revolution is not about bloodshed or about going to the mountains and fighting. We'll fight if we are forced to. But the fundamental goal of revolution must be peace. We need a revolution of the mind. We need a revolution of the heart. We need a revolution of the spirit. The power of people is stronger.
Gentlemen, and welcome to Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced. The air date of this episode is April the 10th, 2020. We're speaking tonight, ladies and gentlemen, coronavirus numbers and statistics. And we're having a general conversation on the number and stats of the COVID-19 virus in regards to the diaspora. Please check out our chat room and leave your comments, questions, and concerns of how we can protect ourselves first and foremost. And our chat room should be open tonight. Okay. All righty. I'm just going to go over some numbers right here as of today. And the source of this information is the COVID-19 tracker. It was on MSN News. Okay. Worldwide, nearly 1.7 million people have it. The U.S., 493,000. In New York City, they have had 777 deaths in the last 24 hours, and the total out of New York State is 7,844. Okay, but what I'm going to do is that I'm going to go down a list here of nations in the diaspora. Niger, 410. The Congo, 215. Guinea, 194. Kenya, 189, Barbados, 66, Ethiopia, 65, Jamaica, 63, Uganda, 53, the U.S. Virgin Islands, 50, the Congo, 45, Gabon, 44, the Bahamas is at 41, Zambia is at 40, Liberia at 37, and Haiti is at 30. So therefore, ladies and gentlemen,
okay,
off
so
your
those
damn
are
deaths
of those deaths are confirmed case.
Okay, these here are deaths, ma'am. Yes, General Malley. Yeah, good evening to you there, General Malley. How you doing?
Because now they getting all of these. I hate that they doing the people like this. Because
oh yeah, it's straight fuckery. Yeah, it's straight fuckery. And I think Brother Che is there with us. You there with us, Brother Che?
Yes, sir. Peace and black empowerment.
Always, always, always. Okay, good. Okay, we were fortunate enough to get two callers in tonight. Okay, it's because the platform, you know, is being rebuilt. But moving right along here. Okay, as General Nate had stated to me in an off-air conversation, these damn numbers are being fudged, people, and there's some type of fuckery that's going on right there. It's because there's a very, very good brother. I have him a friend on Facebook. He's coming out of Northern California. He's near Panthertown, and that there's Brother L. Abdul Mohammed. But the fuckery that's going on with these numbers is because what I've been seeing in the press lately is that they want more and more of our people to go down there to get tested, you know, for this shit. They're also changing the face on it, as you said in your post there too, Brother Che, I believe, is that now it's the black face is the face of the coronavirus attack. And we all know that this shit was made in a motherfucking laboratory, is genetically engineered. You probably got the damn 5G towers kicking it out, working with it on metallical particles, too, is a great research that General Nate has been doing. So they know knowing which way this shit is coming. But, however, I am seeing a lot of posts out here on social media. Also, too, seeing a lot of great videos, a lot of our brethren dropping knowledge. Definitely there. Shout out there to the Mile High News crew. Definitely check them out there, ladies and gentlemen, every week. Definitely like the page, Mile High News. I am the West Coast correspondent. Also, too, check out Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced. Hit our like page. And you can also follow us on Twitter that I forgot to mention at Shabaka capital EXP. And hit us there on Twitter, although I haven't been using it that much. Okay. So what it is, black family, that we've had a lot of conversations on about growing our own food. A lot of knowledge, brothers are dropping knowledge out of there about how to improvise and innovate certain natural elements that are already around you. And then, Sister General, you did a great show today, Black Panther Corner, and you had a young man on there that was dropping great knowledge on that. And if you can give us some insight on that there, on what was discussed and what the young man was saying.
Okay. Well, we had the slum herbalist is what he's called. And he was just giving us different tips on how to substitute your foods. Like if you want to change from eating meat to stopping dairy. He's just giving us a lot of insight. He's about to drop a website. He sells. He does it all. Young man. So his name is Brother Alchemist Child. Alchemist Child. And you can probably reach him on Facebook, but when he gets his link and everything, his website up, I will post it for everybody to see. But
yes, ma'am.
I want to talk about this coronavirus. Right before we got ready to come on the show, somebody sent me a video, and it was a doctor in New York talking. And he was like, I don't know why they are saying that this virus is a respiratory virus, a disease, because this is not what we're treating. They are treating something totally different than what they're telling them it is supposed to be. My only question is, how all of a sudden, since this coronavirus has come out, that's all people die of? I haven't heard accounts no more. Everybody dropping dead of the coronavirus. It makes no
yeah,
sense.
Yeah, you've not even heard of nobody
He's
dying of gunshot
you all,
wounds
don't
lately.
Let these people, yeah, don't let these people make a fool out of you. This white woman got arrested
right.
the other day shooting at one of these tricks on top of them towns.
Okay.
So let them keep playing with y'all. And when they came up there, to, when she saw them putting the town up, it was over the weekend. Doing they sneaking
mm-hmm.
it, like why they got us locked down, putting up these towers
right.
and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Stop playing games with these folks. They trying to force vaccinate us. I didn't even
exactly.
know that in California last year they forced vaccinated the children in order to go to school with the
oh,
flu
yes,
shot.
Oh, yes, ma'am, absolutely. Yeah, exactly.
That's a
you
dead
what I'm
virus
saying,
that they're putting. That's dead. They put a dead virus in your body. And then, yes, you're
mm-hmm.
going to get sick.
Right. Exactly. And then a lot of the children are getting autism and all other type of health situations with that bullshit. And then also, too, you have to look at it as the children grow up, what additional health situations can come about with that. You see what I mean? But over the research, you know, that General Nate myself has been doing, ladies and gentlemen, I am convinced that this shit here is extermination, nothing more. They said to depopulate the earth, but you could best believe that we're going to be the main ones that they're going after. But however, I'm hoping by the power of our ancestors is that this shit is blowing up in their face and backfiring on their punk asses, as well as it should.
Oh,
you see what I mean?
And
yes, because
I was invited
yes,
to another video, also another video watch party. Dude got a documentary out where it's this white boy, he all on there talking about they used the AIDS virus as a weapon to eliminate
mm-hmm.
as many blacks as they could in Africa because the people in Africa were the enemy. And the man said, the enemy? How are they an enemy to you all? An enemy to white supremacy? He said, yes. So I had
mm-hmm.
never heard them say it before, even though I
mm-hmm.
knew it. But hearing it
right.
come out of the cocksucker's mouth was sickening. These people have no use for him, us. He gonna sit up there. Well, you know it's the perfect situation. You go to an apartheid country. They don't have money. They need medical attention. A white philanthropist comes in, puts up clinics. There they go.
Mm-hmm.
He said, "Get
right.
the biggest guinea pig.
Sick right.
bitches. I wish all of them would drop
yes,
dead."
Mm-hmm. And then also, too, Sister General, when you look at the history of the Tuskegee experiment that they did in this country here from 1932 to 1972, and then what they were doing was that they were sending people out to make sure that the people who were infected with the syphilis were not getting proper medical treatment for it. They were just telling them that they had bad blood. And then also, too, Brother Che, didn't you and I discuss that off the air one time about the Tuskegee experiment?
Yes.
Right. Yeah, you see. So, you know, so it was some real sick shit, man, you know, that they were doing on with that. So how's the situation there with the virus there in Colorado, sir?
We can't forget all the medical experiments that's been going on throughout the centuries on us. That's why there's a great book by Harriet Washington called The Medical Apartheid. Oh, man.
Okay, good.
I think we got about
2,000
cases of coronavirus now in the state of Colorado and about maybe 100 deaths. I haven't watched the news today,
man.
So I
don't watch the news just a lot. I'm telling y'all, keep clean.
Yeah.
Stay out of these
mm-hmm.
trick spaces. Don't
right.
let them
right.
vaccinate you off.
We
got to learn how to let these people go. I don't understand how a black person, as much shit as we've gone through in this country, much as these tricks keep doing to us, even have the audacity to even think that they give a fuck about us.
They don't.
It is not going to work. I don't give a fuck how you try to glue it, super glue it, smash it, push it,
right.
insert it inside each other. Water and oil does not mix. We
right.
are
exactly.
water. Pure, we're water. We're the pure
right.
one.
Right.
We're the water. They are the oil.
Yes, ma'am.
They nasty,
yep.
slimy shit. We will never
yep.
mix with them.
Nope.
Exactly.
Never.
You see? And it's downright insane to keep banging your head against a wall for the last 400 motherfucking years and expecting a different result. It's because
right.
even Dr. King had realized toward the end of his life, you know, where he was unfortunately assassinated there in Memphis, Tennessee, April 4th, 1968, he had even realized that he had led our people into a burning house with this integrational shit. Straight up. You see, is because, you know, they figure for us the best thing to do to progress is to assimilate with our oppressor. That does not work, you see. And we as a people on a group basis, people, I hate to say it, but, you know, as I've always stated, that we're not in our right motherfucking mind is because, you see, we only been out of slavery 150 years, which is very, very old for a person, but that is still extremely young for a nation. See, so we got to think
right.
along nationhood. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
To defend ourselves against this damn biological weapon that these motherfuckers is using on us. You see, we got to have nationhood to sit out here and to produce for ourselves on a massive scale our own food, our own clothes, our own medicine, and also to our own educators instead of these misguided, brain dead, miseducated motherfucking Negroes that keep producing like this old Uncle Ben ass Carson. You know, that sack of shit. You see,
my
so, you know, our young people, yes, ma'am, go ahead, Sister Melly.
I said, my thing is, and I'm going to say this men, and y'all can take it however y'all fucking want it. If you a man, and you keep on begging your fucking enemy to feed you and your people, your family, and won't buck up against these motherfuckers. We deserve whatever they give us. I'm sick of living underfoot under these weak motherfucking animals. How in the fuck continue to let animals rule us? We
right.
are the people, the humans. We supposed to be in tune with the animals. These motherfuckers then got out of hand.
Right.
And we sitting here and constantly letting them do it. I don't give a fuck if I die. The only reason I stay around because I got a child that's not ready to be in this world. I shouldn't feel like I want her to die when I die. Because I don't want to leave her on this motherfucker. This coward ain't shit. Scared of him. The fuck you gonna ask your enemy to feed you? Motherfucker gonna starve you. Just like they doing.
Yeah,
pretty
killing
much.
Our people, killing our children. The fuck, if we don't do something now, it ain't no fucking excuses. It ain't no, shut the fuck up. This is what y'all want. I'm sick of living like this. I'm
right.
sick of seeing these people like this. I'm sick of looking in a person's eyes and it's just nothing there. Because they living on the street.
Yeah.
Shit ain't right.
I'm sick of it too.
We don't deserve it.
Yeah. Be right, General Mellon. You are absolutely correct in everything as you said. And then even our elder Malcolm X had did say many, many years ago in his speeches is that we have to step up to the plate as men because the rest of the world does not look at us as men. And this is why you got all this fuckery down there in that raggedy-ass place called Los Angeles, California, with that sick-ass institution called Hollywood, is that when you look at the commercials And when you look at the shit that's coming out of there, in a family setting, you will see a white male, a black female. But when it comes to the black male, you're going to see him homosexualized, effeminized. You see what I'm saying? And then also, too, Brother Che, you know, you and I have discussed this here as well, too. And definitely check out our past episode, ladies and gentlemen, called The Effeminization of the Black Male. We did about 2 years ago. Very, very dynamic episode. We had a young man that called in there from San Bernardino County, which is out there in the desert. It's about 100 miles to the west of Los Angeles. And he had dropped great knowledge on it, too, because he was a young man, and he did not accept this bullshit at all. You see, so this is the fuckery right here. And the Sister General is absolutely correct. It is up to us as men to stand up and be men and to quit this bullshit, because that's the only way it's going to stop. You feel me, Brother Che? You know what I'm saying? Yes. How many times have you been to school and a motherfucker's picking on you and all this shit, and then all of a sudden when you finally whoop his motherfucking ass, all of a sudden you got some act right about him? Say,
I lost count.
You know, yes, sir, I hear you, brother, I hear you. But, you know, I definitely appreciate and understand, you know, our Southern correspondent for Mile High News, you know, General Melly. You see what I mean?
Yes.
So she is bringing up a very, very good question on that. But in addition to, like, the fathers that I know out there that have the girls as daughters and what have you, fathers, you know, get your girls up there on that pistol range, get them up there in some self-defenses classes. The same thing with the boys, too. You know, you gentlemen, get off in some self-defense classes going on, get some sparring going on. But do remember that when you spar, this is your teammate, not your adversary. You go full power on your adversary. But when you spar with your teammate, you know, I think you only go about half force. And then if you injure him, then become his doctor and get him back to health and tell him where he made his mistake. You see? So the Sister General is absolutely correct on that. I say, and then across social media, I'm seeing a whole lot of our conscious sisters, you know, pretty much having the same premise and asking the same question as General Melly just put to us right there as now. You see what I mean? Sit up there. Organize, organize, organize is what we have to do. Yeah, so this is what the elders told us over 50 years ago, and you saw the effect on history that they had. Organize, 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 and do let us learn from past mistakes, as Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. told us, you know, before his untimely demise. Integration is a burning house.
Mm-hmm.
There ain't no ifs on it. There ain't no ands about it. You see what I'm saying? It is what it is, as sure as shit stinks. You see? And also, too, I just want to say here, I appreciate all you Yasa bosses out there not calling in, and you coons and you brain dead motherfuckers. Yeah, I appreciate you sorry no good motherfuckers for not calling in, because we up here trying to do something constructive. Our people are in a state of emergency. And at this point right here, ladies and gentlemen, at this day and time, everything else is bullshit, because our very survival, you know, is on the line right here. And I'm trying to see if our chat room is deciding to work. Okay, it's connecting. So the chat room is open right there. You know, if you're listening to us on the net, you can call in our show and listen in, or you can shoot us something here on the chat room. And what have you, our phone number to listen in at is 516-418-5996. And check out our chat room at Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced on Blog Talk Radio. Okay. So with that there being in mind, I suggest, this is just what I'm saying, you know, for the parents. Okay, you know, get your child away from that social media prepackaged bullshit for a moment. You see what I'm saying? Start reading some books. Start quoting some of the elders. Get you some of the hardback print. It's because I've came across information across this raggedy-ass motherfucking internet. Yeah, and I said it to all you sons of bitches at Facebook, you sorry motherfuckers at Microsoft. Same thing with you trick-ass motherfuckers over there at Google. You will put down some misinformation. But I guess which would be the more reliable source of information if you could pull up file footage of the news, okay, because I think that there would be more reliable than what you're getting on the net. But that there is just a thought. The key is do some research, 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 and then when it comes to our people's concerns, stay inside the box. Only go to our black scholars, although we do know a lot of them have been miseducated, as Dr. Carter G. Woodson had brought out. But get next to Chancellor Williams. Get next to Dr. Amos Wilson. Get next to Dr. Marimba Ioane. Get next to Dr. Bobby Wright, because, you know, I'm reading some of his material right now and getting a great deal of knowledge. And then also, too, we cannot be in a time of despair now. As Sister General has said, we cannot panic, and particularly of us as men. We can't do that. So whatever beef you got going on with them brothers in the neighborhood, man, you cats need to put that shit aside, man, and talk about our common interest right now. It's because they're using this fucking virus. They're going to use it to get us with these goddamn vaccines and these motherfucking RFID chips, and they're using this coronavirus to exterminate us, people. They're using it to exterminate us. They talk about all the deaths in Italy. They're talking about how the United States is coming up. But it's very low over there on the continent. But, of course, at the same token, we have to check our sources for this information as well, too, is because, you know, Brother Che, we had the cat with the Samba Ramble on a few years ago, and he was talking about some damn FBI statistics, and I'm trying to tell the young brother, well, man, your sources tainted right there, because it's the fucking FBI that brought you the goddamn counterintelligence program. You see what I mean? And then at the same token, you know, they coming out here telling you, the FBI, well, white supremacists, you know, are joining the ranks of metropolitan police departments and sheriff's departments and vigilante groups and militias and all this shit, but they're not telling you no damn solutions about what to do to counterman that shit. So therefore, with their silence on that is their endorsement of it. And yeah, I said it. You see? Yep. And that's real spit. You know, our women should not have to be out here, gentlemen, you know what I'm saying, struggling and surviving and things of that nature. Today. Just like when I see the homeless out there, it breaks my heart. But the main thing, and I'm sure, Brother Che, you please comment on this one here, is when I see our mothers and our grandmothers out there homeless.
Yeah, because a lot of us have been displaced due to this gentrification. This ethnic cleansing going on in our once communities or neighborhoods.
Yes, sir. You see what I'm saying? So that they're showing a definite shattering, you know, of the black community, definitely of the shattering, you see what I'm saying, of our stability for the community and to maintain ourselves, you see? And then as you point out so well, too, Brother Chad, and I'm going to keep pushing that line, let these motherfuckers go out here and hold their own nuts, is because our people are in a state of emergency. We cannot be going out here spending our time caping for these other motherfucking organizations, and they sure the fuck ain't going to do nothing for us on a positive basis. Say, just like Dr. John Henry Clark told us. Say, when they come to our organizations and things of that nature right there, is to throw out the narrative, derail it from its original purpose, you see, and put in its fucking agenda. Case in point, the national advancement for certain colored people. Now you motherfuckers want to sit up here and get protections for these alphabet motherfuckers.
Well,
you know what I'm saying?
It.
Get the fuck up out of here. Yeah. You see what I'm saying? You know, and that shit there kills me. You know what I mean? And then just like how they got this mindset of shit there, you know, out there in the Bay Area where they're at. City of San Francisco. If a woman goes out there topless, yes, sir, go ahead.
I was just going to say, I call the NAACP Negroes always asking for Caucasoid's permission.
Oh, okay, yeah, all right, love it, love it, love it, you know what I'm saying? Beautiful. And then also, too, another thing is that we're looking at, in the city of San Francisco, you're going to allow a grown, naked-ass man to walk down the street, you ain't got a city ordinance for the bullshit, But let a woman walk down the street, you know, showing the jiggly wigglies, and you want to write the woman up for indecent exposure, prostitution. Let's see what other punk ass shit that they will come up with that. You know, and the fuckery is real. You see what I'm saying? And it is real. But yet, though, they put up these brain-dead motherfuckers up and prop them up in front of us to tell us, well, the best way that we could progress is to be an exact carbon copy of our oppressor. Bullshit.
Yeah.
We got to become innovators. You see what I'm saying? We got to become implementers. You see? Now, let's look at all of our brethren out there in them damn. Yeah, go ahead, Brother Che.
I was just going to say, we got to be better than this Arugal.
Oh, absolutely. And then it's just my opinion, you know what I'm saying, or the 55 solar returns I've been here, is that if we could have all this innovation and all this ingenuity to go out here and hustle and do self-destructive shit, then surely we could take that same energy, change the polarity on it, and do something positive.
And productive. Yep.
And productive.
Exactly.
Oh, yes, sir. Absolutely.
Stop making
you see
excuses.
What I'm saying?
Right.
Yes, ma'am. Exactly. You see? And focus on some damn solutions. You see, we got to have a code
it's
of conduct. Just like
too,
these other groups of people out here.
Too lazy, don't want to work. Mm-hmm. That's the whole problem. That's the whole problem
exactly.
In a nutshell. Weak motherfuckers
yep.
don't
yes,
want to work. You think I want to
yep.
get up and do
exactly.
shit? Hell no.
No.
Who wants to?
Right.
So you would rather lay your lazy ass around and let them keep killing our children.
Exactly.
That's weak.
You see
as
what I'm saying?
Fuck.
Yeah,
oh,
as long as it don't happen to them. They don't care until it
exactly.
happens to them.
Exactly. You see what I'm saying?
Shit.
In the classic case
instead
of
working, want a white man to give you something out there and spit it shit in. I don't want shit
right.
from the motherfucker.
Hey,
if it takes a white man to save me, then I'm going to die. Guess what? Y'all better let me fucking die.
Period.
Because I'm going to kill every motherfucker standing around, including that white man. Because
mm-hmm.
I don't want them one of them bastards to save me. Because if they had left
mm-hmm.
us the fuck alone, we would have been all
right.
Now
right.
I want them to save
right.
me. Fuck them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. See, I mean, look at this clown that you got up here in Washington, D.C. You know, this gangster Donald Trump. Yeah, the dumpster. You see what I'm saying? Agent Orange. You know, and then this motherfucker up here, you know, up there laying in his damn tanning salon or his damn, what's that thing they lay in to get the tan? And then you see this motherfucker with white eyes
and
shit.
That motherfucker don't lay in no, he can't go in no tanning salon. He would burn the fuck. He would just melt.
Well,
and then I don't understand. We got black people all around this world. And
right.
I hear one motherfucker might have something good. Another motherfucker 50 countries away might have something good. Y'all think that's beautiful? Are y'all what I'm not understanding is, do we live on a fucking other dimension or something? Because we cannot be this goddamn stupid. As a fucking collective,
right.
I don't give a fuck about slavery because
okay.
slavery should have made a motherfucker want to come up out of it and goddamn kill every bitch they saw.
Right.
Right.
Every
yeah.
one
no,
of
that's
them.
That's real spit. Mm-hmm.
This shit does not make
mm-hmm.
sense at all to me because
yes,
we have too many of us that are so stupid.
Yeah,
we don't see the motherfucking monkey right in our face.
Right.
They don't
yeah,
give
a
fuck about us.
No,
in no,
no
kind
don't.
Of way. Because a motherfucker give me food stamps, I'm supposed to say, he good. Fuck you and your
no.
food stamps, hoe.
Right.
Give me a grocery store.
Right.
Right. That's right.
Y'all better
absolutely
start
right.
thinking like y'all deserve something better than this bullshit they giving you.
Give me a food carrier.
I
how
bet
about
you
that?
They don't live like this.
No,
yeah.
they don't.
I bet you they
yeah,
don't
you
live
look.
Like this.
Hell no, they don't. You know what
and
I'm saying?
And I don't
want
to hear about no motherfucker. Well, I'm white and I'm homeless. Well, that means you fucked up, don't it? because you had it. You had this motherfucking badge. So if you fuck off your badge, that don't mean you get a second chance. I ain't get a chance at all.
Real spit, you know what I'm saying? You know, and it's real spit, you know, that you laying down there, Sister General. And like I says, and I appreciate your intuitive insight, the same thing with Brother Che, for you all being after me. You know, this is exactly the fucking attitude that needs to be happening now. And then on top of it, Black family, I do know that we have the resources to do it. We have to get there and innovate, you know, just like with Mile High News, news for us and by us, you know, the unity community. You know, we have to build that up, Black family. We have to become innovators. You see what I'm saying? Because our times are not going to get any better unless we fucking make them better. Now, the minister told you that over 50 years ago. Yep. You see what I mean? Let's see. But motherfuckers is caught up on the internet. Motherfuckers is caught up on fashion and Gucci's and all that bullshit. You see what
celebrity
I mean?
Celebrity gossip.
Yeah, exactly. You see? Exactly. You see? Exactly. You know, motherfuckers want to sit up here and watch TMZ and all that bullshit as opposed to getting back up here. Hey, 2 + 2 = 4 in this motherfucker, and we getting fucked over. These motherfuckers are killing us. They committing genocide on us. They got this goddamn pandemic, you know, aimed right at us. But I'm hopefully it's backfiring on its ass.
It's going to backfire. Like it always do. Them us. They are war with nature. Nature's going to win.
Exactly. Of course it is. You damn right, Brother Chase, because the planet Earth is a living human being, and the ancestors and the creator gave everything that lives a means of self-defense. So I'm of the opinion where the Earth says, oh, you motherfuckers want to dump radiation in my water? Okay, fine. Here's some cancer for you. Let me give you some glowing-in-the-dark fish that you're going to eat. You know?
Yep.
Oh, you motherfuckers there want to pollute my air? Well, let me kick you back some smog. And then when you go up there in the Bay Area and past Richmond, California, seeing all them goddamn oil refineries up there and got them damn tankers unloading that shit right there in the water. And in 1969, they had a huge tanker crisis on there. You see? So then I believe the state of California had formed what they called the California Coastal Commission. And it was supposed to be environmentally protecting the coast. They didn't have too many oil rigs off the coast of California. But when I passed Santa Barbara, one of the few times that I've been there riding along the coast, they got oil rigs galore off the coast of California. And look what happened down in the Gulf of Mexico when the oil rig blew up. And that oil rig that dumped that shit off in the Gulf, what was that there? Like about 3 or 4 months, I think. You see?
Yep.
But still,
talking about the BP?
Over there.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, yes, sir. British Petroleum. Yes, sir. Absolutely correct. And then just like, you know, with this Fukushima plant that has been dumping that radioactive waste off in the water since 2011. That's been damn near 10 years. So all the world's waterways are polluted.
Contaminated.
And then, contaminated and fucked off, you see? And everybody want to sit up here and kill this sick ass, kiss this sick bitch's ass by the name of Margaret Sanger. And then you want to go up there and kiss the ass of this motherfucker because he got some money, this diabolical bastard Bill Gates. Fuck them motherfuckers.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? Fuck them in that bullshit, you know? Okay, family, we got like about 5 minutes left here in tonight's presentation. And turn it over there to Sister General Melly Queen for her closing comments there. And then turn it over there to you, Brother Chase, you know, for your closing comments. And we appreciate all our followers. Please follow us there on Mile High News. Also, too, please follow us there, Shabaka's Black Experience, on the like page. Definitely check out Mile High News every Wednesday. Great staff over there. You know, shout-outs there to Brother Noble. Brother Alim, of course, Brother Che, and of course, my man General Sekou, because General Sekou is going to be sitting up here, going to make some changes right there. He's running for the U.S. Senate. You know what I mean?
Yes,
so
I'm
definitely let's support General Sekou. Yes, sir. Okay. All right. Go ahead there, Sister Melly and Sister General, and then we're going to turn it over there to Brother Che. And then I'm going to make my closing comments, and then we once again, you know, we're going to close out with one of our great outros. Okay,
okay.
General Melly. General Melly?
Melly, are you still there? You must have lost her.
Okay. All right. Okay, Brother Che. Okay, your closing comment.
That was my phone. Sorry about that, teacher.
Oh, okay. Sorry, Sister
I apologize.
Okay, Sister
no,
Jen.
I was just saying
okay,
that,
your closing comment. Yes, ma'am.
I said I was saying that y'all heard what I had to say tonight.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to apologize for the way I came off, but y'all, it's too much, you know, weakness. We got to do this strategically.
Right.
But we got to have more of a killer heart.
Right.
All this passing shit with these motherfuckers is not going to work.
Mm-mm.
We either want
You're
it
right.
or we
and
don't.
And it has not worked. Exactly.
Thank you. So if you want
yeah,
it, we got to go get it. Because they not finna give us shit.
Nope.
Exactly.
That's all I
Except
have to
a
say.
Hard, horrible way to go.
I love y'all, Black Power. And, don't, and
Black Power
you sure be forget my name when you... Call out the Mile High News Corps.
Yeah,
oh, of course.
Queens Corner.
We cannot forget, you know, the Black Panther Corner. Yeah, you know, we cannot forget that. Also,
no,
too, Sister General,
Queens
yeah,
corner
give a shout
on
out.
The Queens Corner
yes,
on
ma'am.
Mile High News every week.
Yes.
We will
yes,
keep, ma'am. We're going to keep bringing you all the truth, always. But we ain't got time
yes,
to keep
ma'am.
Playing. Caper for these honkers around here. Fuck all of them.
Right. Yes, ma'am. Absolutely. Okay. Always, Sister General. Always, Sister General. Okay, your closing comments there, Brother Che.
Man, nature gonna win. We gonna win. I don't believe that we gonna win. I know that we gonna win this war. And
oh, yes,
sir. This is their last hurrah. The Urugu is on its
pretty
way
much.
Out. So they're trying
pretty
to take
much,
us.
You know.
But they're not going to succeed because we're going to wake the hell up. We're waking the hell up slowly but surely.
Yes, sir.
Denver alone getting these flyers out. A lot of our people are awakening and seeing, hey, we need independent Black media. We need our own shit. We need to separate from these damn cockroaches. So the more of us that get the better off we'll be.
Absolutely.
And I look forward to the fall of the Roman Empire. In fact, I'm going to
yes,
help it
sir.
Collapse.
Absolutely. You know what I'm saying? Because that motherfucker is finished, man. It's because, and seeing what him doing this act of trying to depopulate the earth tells me that these motherfuckers are growing desperate now. Okay, so if they're growing desperate now, then that means they're starting to get a little bit weak. Hey, let's see if we can enhance.
So I say death to white supremacy, death
yes,
to the global
sir.
System of white supremacy, and it needs to be replaced with a system of justice. And that's my NIA, that's my purpose, is to dismantle
yes,
this
sir.
Wicked ass, replace it with a system of justice.
Yes, sir, absolutely, without a doubt. And also, too, ladies and gentlemen, here in my closing comments here, you know, you heard from General Melly Queen, the Queen's Corner at Mile High News, and she threw a flag on me, so got to give Sister General, you know, her respect. Also, too, Brother Che, you know, definitely check out Mile High News, and also, too, I'm your West Coast correspondent for Mile High News, Jabaka Sankara, and
well,
or Sankara,
sure
and...
The
absolutely,
YouTube,
yes,
the
without
Instagram,
a doubt.
And the Facebook pages.
Yes, sir, absolutely. And then also, too, Brother Che, yeah, inbox me there, man, on the Instagram, okay, of what they got going on right there. And then I'm going to need some technical information as well, too, on that. Okay, but however, though, ladies and gentlemen, is that we always stayed here at Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced. This platform is about the Black experience from the beginning of time, to 10 minutes ago. We ain't about your integration. We're not your YASA bosses. We're not Dr. Ben Carson. And we are not any of these brain dead, sorry ass, ass scratching motherfuckers who are out here that you have today. And definitely, of course, I wanted to give a shout out there to Irritated Jenny of the great work that he's been doing over the years. And that brother's platform, you know, has grown, and appreciate the great work that he is doing to keep our children from being, or our men and boys from being effeminized. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, this is Shabaka Sankore signing off here from Mississippi County, Missouri here. On April 10th, 2020, with an outro right here, and I'm going to play one here by the one and only Mr. Oscar Brown Jr. of a track that he made, I believe early 1960 or 61, called Bitter Men.
Bitterman, get 'em in. That sun is hot and plenty bright. Let's get on to business and get home tonight. Bitterman, auctioning slaves is a real high art. Bring that young gal, Roy, she's good for a start. Bitterman, get 'em in. Now here's a real goodbye on about 15. Her great-grandmammy was a die-homie queen. Just look at her face, she sure ain't homely. Like Sheba in the Bible, she's black but comely. Bitterman, gonna start at 3. Can I hear 3? Step up, gents, take a good look, see, cause I know you'll want her once you see her. She's young and ripe, make a darn good breeder. Bitter man, she's good in the field, she can sew and cook. Strip her down, Roy, let the gentleman look. She's full up front and ample behind. Examine her teeth if you got a mind. Bitter man, get 'em in. Here's a bit of 3 from a man who's thrifty. 325, can I hear 350? Your money ain't earning you much in the banks. Turn around, Roy, let him look at her flanks. Bitter man. 350's bidding, I'm looking for 4. At $400, she's a bargain, sure. 4 is the bid, 450. 5, $500, now look alive. Bid 'em in, get 'em in. Don't mind them tears, that's one of her tricks. 550's bidding, who'll say 6? She's healthy and strong and well-equipped. Make a fine lady's maid when she's properly whipped. Bid 'em in. 6, 650, don't be slow. 7 is the bid, gonna let her go. At 7, she's going, going, gone. Pull her down, Roy, bring the next one on. Bid 'em in, get 'em in, bid 'em in.
Walk up here. Goodbye.